This is Stipton Golf Coach Heath Hesse, and you're listening to the Coach's Corner Podcast.
Welcome to another episode of the Coach's Corner Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Stonebreaker. Thanks for listening. On today's episode, I catch up with Tipton wrestling coach Matt Neerham and three Tipton Tiger wrestlers as I begin my Let's Meet segments for a new school year. January is winding down. Postseason wrestling is just around the corner. Stay with the Tipton Conservative and this podcast to get comments, stories, and all the news that you guys would like to hear and see. Thanks for listening. Let's get started. Coach Corner, we're catching up with Tipton wrestling coach Matt Neerham as we are continuing our look this week at the area coaches and their programs. Coach, welcome in.
Thank you.
It's been a while since we talked on the podcast. However, you know, it's getting to the point now where it's picking up with intensity and just, you know, there's not much time of the season. From my perspective, it's exciting time of the season. For you guys, it's probably like, I don't know, maybe a little different feel. How are things going?
Things are going well right now, actually. I feel like guys are wrestling as good as we have all year. Like you said, it's really kind of heating up as far as the meets, number of meets we're having. And last week we wrestled 10 duels, and you know, you talked about how time's getting a little bit short here, too. And we've been talking a lot with our guys in the room about the fact that you know, our conference meets a week from Saturday, and the sectional meets a week after that, so it's kind of what you call, you know, crunch time a little bit. So
6 dual wins in those 10, if I have done my math correct.
Yep.
That's pretty good. A lot of those guys getting a lot of matches too at this point of the year. That's probably the best thing for them.
Well, definitely, we need the match experience right now, and we got that last week. Guys got a lot of matches. Like you said, we won 6 of the 10 duels, and you know, 3 that we lost were by 1 point and 4 points and 7 points. So, and that's with forfeiting 18 points away to those teams. So I was real happy with the way our guys wrestled last week. You know, I really felt like the only team that really kind of out-wrestled us was Washington, and I think I just looked at the new rankings, and they're ranked, I don't know, 5th or something like that as a team in 2A. So, you know, we definitely held our own, especially Friday over at BGM. Wrestled 5 matches over there.
Coach, we'll get in that here in a second.
Okay.
We have last week at the Washington English Valley Lone Tree duel. You guys went to Bellevue Thursday, and then, like you said, BGM on Friday. So start with the first one. You guys beat Lone Tree 60-11. I'm guessing just off the top of my head, but I think that's the largest margin we've had this year. We beat English Valley 44-19, and then Washington got us 62-13.
Yeah, the Lone Tree meet, they only had like 4 wrestlers, I think. So obviously that one's going to be lopsided. There weren't a lot of matches that were actually wrestled in that duel. I think maybe 2. So English Valley is a solid team. You know, they've been had some really strong individuals here the last few years too, and they got a couple still. But that was a good meet for us. I felt like pretty evenly matched, and we won, you know, some of the close ones there, which as a coach makes you really happy. Obviously, you're going to get some pins, and you're going to give up a few pins maybe here and there. I mean, you hope not, but realistically, it's those close matches that you kind of look at and see how you're doing in those.
Well, it gives a different look too down the stretch here. Practice time is going to look different. Granted, we have people that have been through this, but I mean, it's kind of a nice little, you know, easing into. It's you know, let seniors probably have to start thinking, hey, there's a limited amount of matches left in my career. Everyone else probably like, hey, you know, it's good to get into that mindset where, you know, spontaneous changes in the schedule. Now, granted, this is on the schedule, but, you know, it was nice to get away, travel on a normal practice night.
Yeah, we did a lot of traveling last week, actually. To Bellevue, to Washington, those are both hour-plus trips. And then, of course, to Brooklyn, that's a good hour and a half. So
I think you guys are wrestling the best right now, and you guys traditionally have peaked at the end, and it's starting to come together here. Way into Bellevue, you guys nearly got Monticello. 1-point loss, 37-30. You guys did get Bellevue in a few matches that they were able to throw out there, 52-11. What's your take on the Bellevue night?
Again, I felt like our kids, you know, did what we asked them to do, went out and wrestled hard for 6 minutes. Would have liked to come out of there with two dual wins. I put that Monticello loss on me as a coach. We didn't have. Probably didn't put our guys out at the weights we should have put them out at. Monticello moved some guys around a little bit, but the guys that wrestled tough and held up their end of the bargain. That was kind of on me. Again, you know, there's several matches that go the other way, or, you know, don't give up bonus points, that kind of thing, or get a bonus point, and then, you know, that takes care of it too, but I'll take as much responsibility for that meet as anybody. But we wrestled well. And then against Bellevue, you know, we did well in the matches that were contested there. Again, they were, you know, we had a few forfeits. They have a few forfeits. So I don't remember how many matches that were wrestled. But the guys looked good.
You know, the duel with Monticello, there's one match left, 3-point difference. John Crawley's out there. You know, he's had a tremendous season.
Yep.
And, you know, he ended up having a tough match. But, I mean, like you said, we were right in there. I'm sorry. We were up.
And
we were ahead. 30,
we were ahead. But he was wrestling pretty highly ranked 106-pounder. And, you know.
To get him that, I mean, to have him
right.
Have that match at this point
right.
In season,
right.
how do you reconcile the result versus the experience that he got from that match?
Well, you know, I mean, we could have forfeited at 106 and sent John out at 113 and maintained our lead, but, you know, that wasn't even a consideration. This is a kid he's going to see at the conference meet, and, you know, we need to get that match experience. And as a coach, you know, you try to balance what's good for the individuals with what's good for the team, and you know, but we didn't consider not wrestling that match. There were some other things we could have done in that meet as far as moving guys around that we probably should have done. But
I thought it was great that you guys went that way because, you know, he's progressed, and now, I mean, this is going to be his first run through the postseason.
Right.
It's nice to see what he has now.
And anytime you can get a chance to wrestle a state-ranked opponent and find out where you're at and things you need to work on, I mean, that's invaluable. And we've seen it from some other teams here in the last week with some kids moving up from 182 to wrestle Jordan Chalice because they want to get that. And we have, you know, we've got a wrestler at 182 in Zach, but they want to wrestle that state-ranked guy because they think that they could be one of those state
right.
place winner guys, and they want to, you know, test themselves against, you know.
Well, it looks nice if you upset somebody like
right.
Jordan Chalice,
right.
You know.
So, So you see that from some other teams too, guys doing that. So
Jordan won at 13-4, a major decision at 195. Led the whole way there.
Probably looked as good as he's looked all year in that match. That's a kid that we wrestled four or five times last year, maybe. At 180 when they were both at 182, I think that kid just wanted to see where he was at, if he'd made progress, and Jordan beat him, but they had a couple close matches last year, or the kid held it, you know, fairly close for a while last year. So I think that margin of victory there, that, you know, what did you say, 13-4, you know, Jordan looked dominant, and he was stretching the lead down the stretch. So
he had 3 takedowns in the final period, and, you know, it's opportunity to send a message too, not just right. with Miss Mason Lyons, but, you know, other teams are going to see this too, and they're going to be like, oh, well, that might affect things. 185 in conference, 182 is going to be really interesting to see how that, who goes where.
Yep.
Granted, teams are starting to get people in those slots, you know what I mean, but at the same time, you want to get as many guys through in the postseason, and you want to start that with conference. So Ben Emmerich pinned Austin Michaels in 3:15, led 6-1 after the first period. Took care of it.
I think that was at 120, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You know, Ben's been having some, well, Ben, you know, weighs in at 113. He's wrestling at 113, but last week we had a little trouble getting matches at 113. That seems to be the weight class that doesn't seem to be, you know, be as lot of, as many wrestlers in this year, and so he's been moving to 120 to get matches and, you know, get that experience, so.
Monticello is a team that, you know, they've had some good runs here the last couple of years, and it's good to compete with them and kind of send them a message too, as far as like, hey, you know, if you want to be where we're at, you need to take us out. Not that, I'm not saying they took us out. If you look at my numbers wise, yes, they won the duel, but it's going to take more than one duel to supplant the pecking order, so to say.
Well, they've got some good individuals, and I think Coach is working to build that program. We beat them the last couple of years, but yeah, it was a pretty evenly contested match.
Coach, it takes us to Friday at BGM. A lot of opportunity for wrestlers to get in there. I think you're referring to the BGM has a ranked guy, Colton Masico, bumped up to face Jordan, both of them 6-7. Last year at state tournament, both ranked in that 6-7 range this year. I think they're both 6, one at 182, one at 195.
Yeah, could be.
Roughly.
Yep.
But, I mean, that was awesome to see. Jordan was excited, you know, and sometimes, you know, 195, depending on who we're at, that kind of is an empty weight sometimes. And talk about just getting into rhythm. I mean, it's one thing you see, we've won 8 straight, but are they 6 forfeits in that or whatever? And I mean, that's a little different than getting 8 matches and
right.
taking away.
Right. No, that was another big match for Jordan. Like you said, he's a ranked opponent, state ranked opponent. Finished higher than us at the state tournament last year in the same weight class. I don't know that Jordan's wrestled him before. I think he was hurt last year at BGM. So. I was glad that he moved up. I was glad that, you know, they wanted to test where they're at and wrestle the state ranked guy, and it was great for Jordan because he wrestled well, and I think it was probably a good confidence builder for him. He scored in all 3 periods and offensively and got some back points too. Got the kid out of position, got some back points, and really built a nice lead and a good win for him.
Nearly pinned him.
Yeah.
I mean, wins came over BGM 45-15, Davis County 39-27, Gladbrook, Rhinebeck, North Tama, GC.
Grundy Center. I think.
That's probably right. 49-15. You know, that lower 40s, upper 30s, it's where we can live. on a consistent basis.
Right. You know, we went over to BGM and you know, knew we were going to wrestle five duels. And, you know, quite honestly, when we forfeit, depending on what we do as a lineup, three or four weights, you know, some of those duels are going to be tough to win. And we wrestled as well as we've wrestled all year. And, you know, I was hoping, you know, quite honestly, that we could come home with two dual meet wins. And we ended up with three and probably should have had four. Like I said, we lost to the two that we lost were by 4 points and by 7 points. So we were in those duels too. So I was really happy with the way our guys wrestled, competed over there, five matches in a row. And that's sometimes tough to do, you know, when you wrestle five meets back to back to back, to for guys to get up for it and stay up. And I really feel like we did that. Actually, I felt like we were kind of coming on as the meet, you know, ended. I think we wrestled maybe the last duel as, you know, the intensity was as good as it was in the first duel. So
do you sense the guys are kind of sensing things are trending up?
Well, I hope so. I mean, that's the feeling I get, and that's the way it looks on paper, and actually, you know, from being there Friday night, you know, tomorrow or tonight will be our first test since then. So we'll see, I guess, if that's where it's going.
I thought you were going to say first action since the tournament here at Tipton. Sorry.
So we've had some good practices this week, and you know, we've talked a lot about, you know, how short time is and how, you know, few practices we actually have left, and you know, until the sectional tournament, and you know, so guys, I mean, have that, they've heard it, so whether it translates, you know, to the mat here tonight and this weekend, we'll find out.
Jordan Childs, Cameron Erie each had three matches they won by pin at the BGM duels. John Crawley, Justin McAtee each had two. I haven't talked about Cameron or Justin, but they're coming on too.
You know what? Cameron's quietly having a very solid year. I think he's 24-7 right now. And you know, a couple of those losses, and one of those losses on Friday of last week was at heavyweight. You know, he's a 220-pounder, and a few times when it benefits the team, we've asked him to move up to heavyweight and wrestle a bigger guy, and I think the one he lost on Friday, you know, kid weighed in at 255 or something like that. So, you know, we're asking a lot from him, you know, to help the team out, because obviously if we can move him up and move Jordan up and slip another guy in there at 195, you know, that helps us as a team. So, you know, some of those losses, I'd have to look and see how many, but some of those losses are at heavyweight to, you know, much bigger wrestlers. So, and he never questions it. You know, we ask him, will you move up, and, you know, for the team, and he just does it, you know. So real happy with where Cameron's at right now. He's wrestling well. Just need to keep rolling.
McAtee's going to add some points down the stretch too with when you start talking about sectionals.
Yeah, Justin's really coming on right now too. He started out a little bit slow. He missed some time before Christmas for some injury stuff, and kind of started out slow right after Christmas. But the last 2 weeks, he's really come on. He's been looking good. Won a lot of matches in the last 2 weeks, so real happy with what Justin's doing. And in the room, he's probably working as hard as anybody right now, so love to see that too.
Jordan, John, Ben Emmerich, Spencer Gritton won all their matches, either by contested wins or forfeits at the BGM duels. Coach, I'm going to step aside. I think now is a good time to play the comments for when I came in and talked to three wrestlers the other night. We'll just go with the Let's Meet segment. We'll come back on the other side of this and talk about what's coming up.
back. We're catching up with Melinda Collins on our Let's Meet segment. Melinda, welcome in.
Hello.
Why don't you tell the listeners real quick, who are your parents?
Alan Collins and Mindy Olson.
What grade are you?
11th grade.
What else do you do here at Tiffany?
Not much, just wrestling this year.
New face to the lineup. How has wrestling been going?
I really like it. It's really fun.
What's been your favorite part of wrestling so far?
Working with the team.
What's it mean to be a Tiger and compete in a different arena from school? It's pretty cool.
It's fun, something to get out of the house and do.
Did you think you'd do something like this, or?
No, I actually didn't think I would be able to.
Why is that?
Because I'm a girl.
Oh. How is that going? I mean, has it been pretty seamless? I mean, you're learning the sport, I'm guessing?
It's been pretty good. Everybody on the team's been treating you like a teammate, so.
Coach Weisrock works with you, I think, quite a bit. How's he? He's pretty good coach.
Yeah, he works with me very well because I get confused sometimes on what we're doing.
Looking forward to the rest of the season, what do you think it's going to be like? It gets kind of more intense as each week passes from here out.
To get better and actually try to go out there and win some more meets.
Well, thanks for your time. Good luck.
Thanks.
We're catching up with Tipton wrestler Chance Cook. Chance, welcome in.
Hi.
Chance, why don't you tell everyone who your parents are?
My parents are Tori and Sheila Cook.
What grade are you?
I'm currently in 9th grade.
Other things you do? I mean, you've only had a semester here, but I mean, are you doing other things here at Tipton besides wrestling?
Yes. Earlier this semester, or this year, I played football, and now I'm in wrestling right now. And I will be going out for track.
How has wrestling gone? You've been in the varsity lineup a couple times here and a lot of JV matches under the belt. What's that been like as a freshman competing out there?
I feel like it's tough, kind of. You have to have a lot of guts to do it.
Anything surprise you so far?
Probably that it's a little tougher. It's a lot different than what you do in middle school.
What's exciting about being a Tipton Tiger wrestler?
Probably being with everyone and everyone watching you and being there and, you know, you wear the black and gold.
Are you excited for the stretch run here? I mean, conference is coming up pretty quick, sectionals, hopefully districts for a lot of the guys. What's that going to be like?
It's going to be tough. And like I said, I'm only a freshman and I feel like it'll be good coming up.
Well, thanks for your time. Good luck the rest of the year.
All right, thanks, Ryan.
Catching up with Tipton Tiger wrestler Wes Zell as we continue our Let's Meet segment this week. Wes, welcome in.
Thanks.
Wes, people have seen you at track and, out there, so they probably know your face and can recognize you, but why don't you tell everyone who your parents are?
Oh, my parents, they're Kevin and Melissa Zell.
What grade are you in?
I'm a junior.
What other things do you do here at Tipton?
As far as sports-wise, just track and wrestling.
Do you do choir or band or anything like that?
No.
How's this year gone for you?
In wrestling, it's gone all right, as much wrestling as I've done. I don't know, last year's track was all right. I'm hoping to be a lot better than this year because I'll be in shape for next season here coming up.
What's it like to be a Tipton Tiger wrestler, and how exciting is that?
I find it exciting. It's a lot of work. I don't know, it's fun to go out to these far places I've never been to, and they're pretty big schools.
Do you have a favorite place you like to wrestle, or have you been to enough to come up with a favorite?
I don't know. I think wrestling, my favorite place, well, it'd be right here, but because I'm just more used to it and stuff, I feel more comfortable. But I think my favorite place was probably up in Washington. I like that place a lot.
We're getting down to the end of the season here. You look ahead, there's not many weeks left in the season. What's exciting about that as you look ahead down the stretch? Are you looking forward to it?
Am I looking forward to season ending?
No, just the sectionals districts, conference sectionals districts.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the, I guess it'd be sectionals. I don't know how well I'll do since I'm only on JV and stuff, but I'm hoping for a good ending, but we'll see how that turns out.
Well, Wes, good luck. Thanks.
Thanks.
Coach, you know, you have a lot of people in the room this year, and Chance, Wes, Melinda, you just heard from them. You know, pretty interesting paths that each of them have taken, interesting contributions that each of them have had. It was fun to talk to them.
Well, they're all three good kids, and we're glad to have them in our program. Like you said, they've taken different paths to get here. You know, of course, Melinda and Wesley are juniors and first year wrestling high school. I know Wesley wrestled in junior high, but this first year that he's competed at the high school level, and he's mostly, you know, wrestled a lot of JV stuff. He's stepped in a few times varsity when we've needed him or asked him to. But he's right there where we've got a couple guys already. So, but I think right now he might be like 12-4 or something JV. So, you know, he's getting some good experience. He's getting matches in, and hopefully, you know, look down the road, you know, the next year or maybe even this year if we need him. Hopefully be able to throw him out there varsity and you know, be able to hold his own. So he's getting some good experience. Melinda, you know, first female wrestler that we've had at the high school level in Tipton since I've been around. So she's kind of a pioneer. Came in to the season not knowing very much about wrestling at all, but works her tail off every day, works hard. You know, we've put her out there to take some forfeits at the varsity level, but again, mostly just wrestled JV matches, you know, goes out and fights hard every time out. So, and has improved tremendously from day one to, you know, where we're at right now. She's understanding the sport, and she's always got lots of questions and wants to get better and wants to stay after and do extra. So, you know, that's just a great example to have in the room too. And then, of course, Chance is a freshman. He's been wrestling, you know, wrestled through junior high, but, you know, he's just kind of experiencing that freshman experience, getting better, works hard. Again, has lots of questions, wants to get better. And we've used him quite a bit. You know, we're a little light at the with the lightweights, and so, you know, he's been more than. In fact, he started the year at 132, but we didn't have a 126 pounder, and so he wanted to help the team out, wanted to make that cut down to 126, and so that he could be our varsity guy, and he's done that, just really happy to have him, and know that he's going to keep getting better, and, you know, he's going to work hard. I know that. So he'll keep improving, and we'll keep using him.
Coach, by the time this comes out, it'll be likely, it possibly could be past tonight's duel with West Branch. However, I didn't want to mention it. You know, West Branch comes in. We also have something really cool after the varsity duel. We have opportunity to, all the fans that come will have the opportunity to see the younger guys, the Tiger Club guys versus West Branch's Bear Club or whatever they call it, on the big stage, right in the middle of the middle school gym, all by themselves, maybe a smaller crowd than they're used to for a tournament, but still, the varsity guys will, I'm guessing, still be there, and, you know, it'll still be, it'll be a neat experience for them.
Well, you know, single duels with 1A wrestling teams are usually not desirable because, you know, you'd like to get your varsity guys some more matches, but, you know, we tried to get another high school team to join this duel. We have for the past 2 years, basically, but it hasn't worked out, so kind of came up with the idea of, you know, maybe having kind of a kids club duel, you know, after the varsity duel, so we contacted West Branch's kids club, and they were, I guess, eager to bring some of their guys over, and, you know, it should be good for the Tipton and West Branch fans to see some of those young kids out there and give them a chance to wrestle kind of center stage, if you will.
Tonight starts for the last three regular season competitions. Saturday we go over to the Midland tournament. A week from tonight we're back home with North Cedar and Muscatine. That's kind of exciting.
And Cascade.
But still, I mean, Muscatine coming up, a larger MAC school is exciting. North Cedar arrival, Cascade. It's that time. Not to erase what's happened so far, but, you know, it's a good time to come out and watch.
Well, you got to be looking forward. There's not, you know, at this point in the season, there's doesn't do you much good to look back on what's happened. And obviously, you know, I think what we've done so far has been positive, but, you know, we need to keep moving forward. And you're right. That should be a good duel next week. Muscatine contacted us in the off season and wanted to get in a meet with us, which in 20 years I've been around, I don't think we've ever wrestled Muscatine, so not in a competition. We've practiced with them before, but I don't think we've ever competed against them, so, and it seems kind of strange to me since we're really not that far away. So we were more than happy to get them into that duel, get our guys another match and a little more experience, you know, we'll see how that goes.
Coach, look forward to talking to you next week, seeing how things go. Maybe we'll look a little bit ahead to the conference meet by that time. Be down in Durant. Really good atmosphere, I'm guessing. The conference tournament's going to be great. So won't jump too far ahead. But anyway, good luck. Go again.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Coach's Corner podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you haven't done so already, please subscribe to this podcast in iTunes. If you have any questions or comments about this program, please email me at conservativesports@gmail.com. Until next time, we'll see you at the game.